In the wake of last week's attacks, how the U.S. meets its energy demands is under scrutiny. Energy policy has been a central issue for the Bush administration. Now, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, the administration may be gaining ground on some of the things it's advocated.
In the immediate aftermath of the terrorist attacks, one of the first fears was that gas supplies might be interrupted. In many parts of the country, drivers rushed out to fill up their tanks. Adam Siminski is a global energy strategist with Deutsche Bank. He monitored the nationwide reaction from his office in Baltimore.
There was a panic at the gasoline pumps in places in the Midwest that made absolutely no sense. There's no shortage of fuels. There may be at some point in the future, but certainly isn't now.
Anxious drivers weren't acting on hard information, but rather on long-held assumptions.
Whenever most people think about terrorism, they think of the Middle East, and when they think of the Middle East, they think about oil.
60% of oil consumed in the U.S. comes from foreign countries, mostly in the Middle East. For years, political leaders on both sides of the aisle have argued the U.S. needs to reduce this dependence. The recent terrorist attacks have given new momentum to those calls. Last week, a group of senators seized the opportunity to push for quick consideration of President Bush's energy plan. The most controversial component is a provision for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. Environmentalists have been waging a huge campaign to defeat this strategy. But in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks, environmental groups fell silent. Carl Pope is the executive director of the Sierra Club.
We said, look, let's set aside this stuff that divides us and that we don't need to deal with right now so we can recover from this tragedy, help the nation heal, help make sure there's no recurrence of this kind of violence.
Politicians of both parties agree the possibility of more terrorist attacks and the prospect of war makes safeguarding U.S. supplies of oil a major concern. Joe Rome was a top energy official in the Clinton administration.
Clearly, the events of last week have made the Persian Gulf region more volatile and likely so for a long time. So it remains a high priority of the country to reduce its dependence on Persian Gulf oil.
But the important question is how the country moves to do it, Rome argues. He says there should be a new energy plan, one that relies on alternative sources of energy. He says these new technologies could be on board at least as quickly as oil from the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Even if you opened up ANWR, it would be 5, 6, 7 years before we saw any oil. So it is not a short-term response. I don't even think it's very good symbolism to have bad policies in response to the tragedy of last week.
But Milton Copulis, who was an energy advisor to President Reagan, says last week's attacks haven't created an immediate energy threat. He's a longtime advocate of new U.S. drilling, but points out that most of the Middle East producers of oil are lining up to support the U.S. Last week, OPEC announced it will not draw down supplies, but instead do everything it can to control prices.
Even Saudi Arabia was very quick to come out condemning terrorism. Even Iran has come out condemning them. So clearly, the OPEC producers seem determined to not be viewed as trying to take advantage of this crisis.
Copulis says the immediate threat that lawmakers need to concentrate on is not a disruption of oil from the Mideast, but rather protecting power plants and oil pipelines in the U.S., likely targets for terrorist attacks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.